We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning a new Masechta, Masechtas Megillah, which talks about primarily about the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, all the Din of Purim. It goes through the Pesukim in Megillah. That's the first two Pesuk, the first two Prakim of Masechtas Megillah. And the last two Prakim talk more about Kriyas Atayra and other things. Zokta Mishnah, Megillah Nekras, Bir Aleph, be a Beis, be a Gimel, be a Dalar, mitesvav. We know in the Megillah it's mentioned to lay the Megillah on the 14th day for the year Arei HaProzim, the open cities. And it also mentions the 15th day, laying the mitzvah Purim on the 15th day of Adar. But our Mishnah adds on that you could lay the Megillah on the Yir Aleph, Yir Beis, and Yir Gimel, Yir Dalar, and Tesvav. But it can never happen before Yud Aleph Adar, and never after Tesvav Adar. And the Mishnah will explain how it's what's the possibility of having Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet and Tesvav. So the Mishnah explains, Krachim ha-mekafim chayma mois Yeshua Benun, cities that are walled from the days of Yeshua Benun, and we'll see in the Gemara on Daf Beis and Beis, what's the makar that you go from Yeshua Benun, but Akapanim, the cities that are walled from the days of Yeshua Benun, Karim Vitesvav, their day of Purim, where they lay in the Megillah, is on the 15th day of Adar. Kfarim Vayaris Kedarlois, the small cities and the big cities that are not walled, Karim Vyadalad, they lay in the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar. Elo, Shakfarim Makdim Liyem Aknisa. We have a special heter for the Kfarim, that there, they could lay earlier if the Yom HaKnisa comes earlier. That means on Monday and Thursday were the big days when all the people from the suburbs came into the big cities. Rashi learns the reason is because that is when the Batei Dinim sat on Monday and Thursday, the Beis Din was open. According to others, they came in for Kriyas HaTayra because that's when they leaned Al Tzikonos Ezra. According to other Rishonim, that's why they came in. But they came in on Monday and Thursday anyway to the city. And therefore, we allow them to lane Megillah on those days. Why do they have to come into the city to lane Megillah? So Rashi explains the reason is because they're not bekiyim in Kriyas and Megillah. They don't know how to lane Megillah, and therefore they need someone from the city to be mighty them. So we don't want to make them come in on a day like Tuesday or Wednesday or Sunday, because they anyway come in on Monday and Thursday. And the Gemara later on explains that the reason is because we make on them because they make the food for their brothers in the krachim, in the big cities. So therefore we gave them a special heter that they don't have to come in twice. All they have to do is come in one time, and they're coming anyway Monday, Thursday, so we lane for them. So Rashi learns that who lanes for them? Someone from the ear lanes for them, because they're not bekiyim in laning. On that, the Rishonim have a question that how could someone from the city be might see someone from the suburbs, some of the small cities? He's not a bar chiyuva. For him, the Kriyas Megillah is on Yud Aleph. Not on earlier than Yud Aleph. So that's a big kasha. Because Rashi will learn a different shot. So the answer to Rashi is because since the whole Din Megillah is only Midrabanan, Heim Amru v'Heim Amru. They said that there's a Din Kriyas Megillah, and they also said that the Kfarim could be Mekel and be Yaitze from a Benair who's not really Mechuyah. That's some of the truths of Rashi. Other Rashi learn that they're coming into the city for the minyan, because in their cities they were so small they never had a minyan, so they came into the big city to say Megillah with a minyan, so we allow them to do it a little earlier. Like upon him, now the Mishnah will explain what when they have Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Zok the Mishnah, Ketzad, Chalias Yud Aleph B'Sheni. If the 14th day of Adar, which is Purim, lands up on a Monday, Kfarim Vayaros Gederos Karim Bavayim. The Kfarim, which are the small cities, the suburbs, that don't have a minyan, they don't have people in our lane, and the Yaros Kedailas, the old Kfarim by Bayayim, the old Kfarim on that day, because they come in anyway that day on Monday, so therefore they lay Megillah on Yud Aleph. Umukafas Chayma, the walled cities from Meshu Benon Lamacha, they lay in the Megillah the next day, which is the 15th day. Chalias Beshlishia Revi, if Purim lands up, which means the Yud Aleph lands up on Tuesday or Wednesday, Kfarim Makdim Yom HaKnisa. The small cities could lay Megillah when they come in on Monday anyway. So here's an example where it could be it's Yud Beis Adar. For example, if Yud Dal Adar landed up on Wednesday, so Tuesday's Yud Gimel, and Monday's Yud Beis, and we're Makdim Al Yom HaKnisa, we allowed them to lay Megillah on Monday. So here's a case where they can lay Megillah on Yud Beis Adar. So if it's Chal on Shlishi Revi, Kfar Makdim Yom HaKnisa, but Yoris Kedela is the big city's Karim Revi'im, the Kairi on that day, on Yud Dal, and Mekavis Chaim Alamach on the next day. Chalis Bechamishi. If Purim lands up, Yud Aleph lands up on Thursday. Kfarim Vayaros Gdeos Karim Babiyim. The small cities and the big cities all Karim Babiyim, because that's a Thursday. It's a Yom HaKnis anyway. They come in anyway that day, so it's good. It works out. Mekavis Chaim Lamacha. And the walled cities will lane tomorrow on Friday, because that's Tezvah for them. Chalis Erev Shabbos. If Yud Aleph lands up on Erev Shabbos, Kfarim Makdim Yom HaKnis. The Kvarim Lane Megillah on Thursday, which for them is Yud Gimel. The Yaris Gedolos and Mekeves Chayma. Both the Yaris Gedolos, they lay on Friday, which is Yud Aleph, and Mekeves Chayma, which usually lay on the 15th day, Karim Babiyim. They're going to lay on Friday. Why? Because you're not allowed to lay Megillah on Shabbos. Like we learned in other Gemaras, and we'll learn later on in this Masechta, that Kriyas Megillah of Shabbos is also because Gezeira Shem Yitlan of Yadai. Maybe you're going to carry, bring it to the Chacham to learn how to lay. He might carry it. Therefore, you don't lay Megillah on Shabbos. So here, we're landed up on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, the halach is that the Yaros Gdelos will lay on Friday the Megillah. Now, the halach is that it says in the pasuk of Lo Yavar, so you never go past Tezvav. Because why don't you say just that the walled cities shall lay on Sunday? No, you never go past Tezvav. And that is also why if we'll see in a second that something land. We'll see in a second. You never go past Tezvav. Chalias b'Shabbos. If Purim Yudal lands up on Shabbos, so what do you do then? Kfarim vayaros gdolos makdimim v'karim liyam haknisa. Here's an interesting halacha. If Yudal lands up on Shabbos, so the small cities and the big cities, the makdimim v'karim liyam haknisa, they lay in the Megillah on Thursday, which both of them will be laying the Megillah on Yud Beis, and the walled cities on Sunday. So there's two questions. First of all, why don't we just lay the big cities on Sunday? Because that's Shushan Purim. Why don't we just lay on Shushan Purim for the big cities? Teretz is, some of Shem said the reason is because V'lo Yavar is going even on Yudal Tezvav. Since their day is Yudalit, to lay on Tezvav, there's a V'lo Yavar on that. That's one upshot. Another upshot is because they have to be different. Shushan Purim and regular Purim have to be different. That's why we don't want it to be the same day. Even though we see sometimes it is the same day, but here we'd rather put it Yom HaKnisa. Now, if you're going to make it earlier, why don't you just do it on Friday? They don't have a problem going into cities twice. So why aren't the Yarvis HaGadolos, if it lands on a Shabbos, why aren't they laying the Megillah on Friday? On that, the Ran answers that we want them both to be on the same day. Once you're really pushing it off, you would rather have that the two, the small cities and the big cities, related on the same day. I read you the Lashon of the Ran. The Ran says like this, that, Kivin D'yayim Arba Asa Asi B'Shabbos, this is the 14th day landed on Shabbos, Lo Sagid Lo Litchi, you have to push it off. Uve Erev Shabbos Lo Efshid Likri, Mishum De'ena Yayim Kavu Al Shum Adam, because Erev Shabbos is not Kavu for anyone. Look, Midchul Yayim Kenisah Shuz Mana Kvarim Yis, that's at least Mana Kvarim. That's how that's how the Ran speaks out. The next halacha, which is the final one, so the halacha is that if Chalias Echa V'Shabbos, if Yudal ends up on a Sunday, so Kfarim Makdim Yom HaKnisa, Kfarim, like we said, there's V'lo Yavar, so they don't do it on Monday, they go back to Thursday. V'Yaros K'daros Karim Avyem, the big city's laying today on Sunday. K'mekev Eschayim do it tomorrow. Now, the small cities go back to Monday. We go back to, not Monday, go back to Thursday. They landed up on a Sunday. The big cities landed up on Sunday. So Makdim Al Yom HaKnisa means they go back to Thursday. Thursday is Yud Aleph Adar. Why? Because Yud Aleph Adar is Sunday. So Shabbos is Yud Gimel. Friday is Yud Beis. And Thursday is Yud Aleph. So the Makdimin to Thursday. The Makdimin to Thursday, which is Yud Aleph Adar. I wanted to do it on Monday because of Lo Yavar, it says. You can't go past your day. And since the day of the non-walled cities is Yudalad, so you don't do it the next day. You only do it before you could, but not afterwards. We'll see him a card in the Gemara for doing it before. But here's your example of Yud Aleph. The Mishnah started off Megillah Nekras, be Yud Aleph, be Yud Beis, be Yud Gimel, be Yud Dalet, be Tezvav. So now we have a case. The case of Yud Aleph is when Purim lands up on Sunday. The case of Yud Beis is when Purim lands up on Wednesday. The case of Yud Gimel is when Purim lands up on Tuesday. These are your examples of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Also, if Purim lands up on Friday, also an example of Yud Gimel. That is when you're laying for the small cities, you're laying it, you can lay in earlier. You could lay in it earlier. Now, that is why the Mishnah doesn't say, Kairin has a Megillah of Yud Aleph Beis, it's Nekras. The reason is because you don't have to lay in Megillah on all these days. It could be laying. In a case where it lands up, it's a case, and the Kfarim want to use this Kula, they could lay in it earlier on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and then or Yud Aleph Tesvav. Zok to Gemar. That's the Mishnah. Ad Kala Mishnah. Zok to Gemar. Megillah Nekras B'Yud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that it's possible for the Megillah to be read on the 11th day of Adar. Menolam. What's the Mekar? Right, the Gemara. Menolam. How do we know? Kidmila Me, come on. Like the Gemara says later on, that Chachamim Makilu Al HaKfarim, the Chachamim were Mekil, they were lenient for the Kfarim, Lias Makdimel and Yom HaKnisa, that they could lay in the Megillah earlier, they can Makdimel and Yom HaKnisa, to the day when they come in to the cities, on Monday and Thursdays. In order, they should be available to make food for their brothers in the big cities, because if they're busy on that day going in again, they're not going to be able to make food. And we'll see tomorrow later on, we'll elaborate on this reason. But upon them, the reason is, so they should be able to be available to make food for the big cities. So we allow them to be makdim. So what do you mean, what do you know of makdim? The Gemara says later on, the Chama Mekilu. So the Gemara, no, this is what I mean to ask. Anan hachi kamina, mechdi. The whole din of Kriyas and Megillah is already a takana from the Anche Knesset Agadayla. These Sagadaytach, Anche Knesset Yudalav Tesvav Tikkun, if they were only Mesakin the 14th day and 15th day, Osu Rabbanav Akri Tekanta, that the Kiru Anche Knesset Agadayla, could the Rabbanav later on come and the Oiker change the takana that the Anche Knesset Agadayla did? But now we look at the Mishnah. Ein bezdin yoch levatel divrei bezdin chaveroi, elokin godol menu v'chachma v'minyan. Bezdin cannot be revatel, a different bezdin, unless it's bigger, v'chachma v'minyan. And here, of course, we're not bigger than Anshik Nesha Gdela, no one's bigger than Anshik Nesha Gdela. So if they only said, they said you only can lay in the Megillah, Yudal Tezvav, how do we have the right to makel and to lay in the Megillah earlier? So we have to find the makar that you could lay in even earlier. Elab Shita, Admar says, Kuli Anchik Nazel Takinu, Anchik Nazel, even Masakin, even earlier. Heicher Amiza. Where do you see that in the Megillah? That the Anchik Nazel Dailah, where they said in the Megillah, this is Takana to have Purim, where do we see there in the Megillah that you could lay in earlier? Amrav Shemba Abba, Amrav Yechon, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Lekayim Esimea Purim Eila Bizmaneim. The Pasuk says, Lekayim Esimea Purim Eila Bizmaneim. Kashakiem Aleya Mordechai Yehudi VeEsther Amalka VeChashakim Al Nafsham Al Zaram Divrei Atzoymos VeZakosam. So it says in the pasuk, "Lekayim Esmei Purim Eila Bezmanehem." Loshen Rabim Bezmanehem. Zmanim Harbit Tiknu Lehem. They were misaken a lot of different zmanim. That's what says in the pasuk Zmanehem. So we see there's more zmanim than just Purim, just Yudal Ada. Right, the Gemara. You're right. There's more zmanim. Bahayim Bayu Leila Gufei. You need it for itself because there's Yudalid for the open cities, and Tezvah for the walled cities. So why is he saying Zvaneim means something else? It means, yeah, there's more than one Zman for Purim itself. The way we have it, Yudal and Tezvah. Let me cross Zman. It just says Zman. I just say Zman, and Zman would mean the Zman of Purim is Yudal and Tezvah. It's not Zvaneim, it's one Zman. The Zman is Yudal and Tezvah. My Zvaneim, Zmanim Tuva. Smash for a lot of Zmanim. Right, the Gemara, no, it has to say Zmanayim. Because you said Zman, you would think that you could lay in it on two different days. Yudal and Tezvav is both Zman. But it says Zmanayim to teach you that Zman is Shoseh, Loi Zman is Shoseh. But Katin Abayulay, Zman is Shoseh, Loi Kezman is Shoseh. Teach us that Yudalad is not Tezvav, and Tezvav is not Yudalad. And that means a walled city cannot lay in on Yudalad. And an open city cannot lay in on Tezvav. So that's why you need Zmanayim, to tell you the different Zmanim. In Cain, Zogmara says, if that was true, Lame across Zmanom. It's also Losh Rabbim. My Zmanehem, it's like an extra Losh Rabbim. It could have said Zman. It says Zmanom or Zmanehem. It's even more. So therefore, we know it's a lot. Shema mino kulu. We know not only Zman Shazah, like Zman Shazah, but also there is more days to say Megillah. Right, the Gemara Kasha, Eima Zmanam Tuva. So maybe it's even more than Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. And like you see in the Yishami, there's a tzad, the whole month of Adar, at least until Purim, at least until Tezvav, the whole month of Adar is mutter to Megillah. That's what Yishami says. The Gemara, Zmanayim Dum Nizmanam. Make a drasha, Zmanayim Dum Nizmanam. Mazmanam is two, it's only 2 days, Yud Aleph and Tezvav. Avzmanayim, or Marbe, more days, Trey. It's only two. So you see from here, from Zmanayim, that there's two other days besides Yud Aleph and Tezvav. Yeah, Freyti Gemara Kasha, Ve'ema Trey Sevet Placer. Maybe it's only Yud Beis and Gimel. Hey, no three. Hey, no Yud Aleph, Yud Beis and Gimel. It's only two. The Gemara answers, Ketam Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, that Ketam Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kiel Lekalhi. Right, where Rashi learns like this, that Yud Gimel is Pasha Tikulein the Megillah. It's like Rashi learns that since the 13th day of Adar was a day when everyone was Nikalu to fight against the Goyim, Sai and Shushan, Sai and other Mekayim. If you look at the Megillah, what happened was it was first Xerah to kill the Eden, and Lamaisa, Esther, Hamalka got the Xerah changed. And the Xerah was now that the Eden allowed to fight with the Goyim. And it was on the 13th day. And since that was the day where everyone gathered for Mechama, so as the Ikka HaNes was that day, and therefore it's Pasha Galei Megillah that day. That's what Rashi learns. The Rosh argues very stark on this, because Rosh says that the Nes, the Yontav is when you were Nachu from the Mechama, when you rested from the Mechama, not when you fought the Mechama. And therefore he has a different Pshat, and in the Rosh, two different Pshatim. Al-Kaparim, the Gemara is saying that Zmanayim Dumin Zmanam is two extra days, and Yud Gimel we don't need a drasha for. Therefore, we know that Yud Aleph and Yud Beis you can lay in the Megillah. For the Gemara, if it's two extra days, how do you know which way to go? Ve'ima Shitzer Veshiver Shifter. Maybe the 16th day and the 17th day are the two extra days that you lay in the Megillah. How do you know it means Yud Aleph and Yud Beis? Maybe it means the 16th and 17th. Gemara answers, it says in the Pasuk Velo Yavar, it says, Kimu v'kibla Yehudim aleihem v'alzarim v'alkol ha'nilvim aleihem v'lo Yavar. Lo Yavar means it shouldn't pass those days. And that's how we know it's not the 16th and 17th day. Lo Yavar k'siv. So that's one pshat, how we know the remez in the Megillah that there's Yud Aleph and Yud Beis are also could be Megillah k'lein in those days. That's our Shemin's pshat. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Omakra, the pasuk says a different drasha. He says, in the pasuk in Megillah, Ki yom ma'ashenachu behem Yehudim. The pasuk says, Lekayim aleihem liyos oisim esyim arba osel chayish adar esyim chamisha osel ba b'chol shana v'shana. Kayom ma'ashenachu behem Yehudim oyevayim. And it says kayom. Say bayom. What's kayom? Teaching us yomim kayom. The rabbi is Yeralf Yabeis that there are yomim like those yomim that you can also lay in the Megillah. It's like those days. So we see Kayam, it's like those are 2 days. There's other days of Kayam. Ve'imar. So the Rabbis Yud Aleph Yud Beis Marba, the 11th day of Adar and 12th day of Adar. Ve'imar trace of a tlaysa. Maybe the 12th and 13th day. Om Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kihil Lakali. The 13th day, like Rashi learns, is a Zman when they were gathered for Mechama. But Tzorach L'Rabuye doesn't need an extra Rebuy to tell us that he can lay in the Megillah that day. Now that we're saying there's 2 days, maybe it's the 16th day and 70th day. And for the Gemara of Eloi Yavar Ksiv, it says, do not pass Tes Vav, the 15th day, and therefore you only lay Megillah earlier and not later. Zog the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Darshan's from Kiyom HaShadachu. Why didn't he say the drosha of Zmanehem? My time alone, Ma'amah, Bezmanehem. One in Darshan Drasha, and for the Gemara, Zmanom, Zmanayim le Mashblay. It's not Mashblay to make that Drasha, Zmanom, Zmanayim. And like the Sfasem speaks out, of course he agrees to the part of the Drasha, because he agrees to the Drasha, Zmanishozeh, Loi Zmanishozeh, that you can't lay in a walled city on your Dalit, and in an unwalled city, you can't lay on Tezvav, but he doesn't agree to the extra one, Zmanayim, he doesn't agree to that Drasha. Rav Shem Ba'aba, my time, why in Dashu Kiyamim? Amalav. The reason why it says Kayyamim means that in the Doiris, the generations, Kayyamim Ashenachu, like the days we rested, we make Megillah. We make the Yantav Purim. Amalav, Hulu Doiris Ruchsev. That's the Doiris. Like upon him, what's coming out so far is that there is a remez in the Megillah that you can lay in your Alf and your Beis, and it's two drashas, either from Zmanahem or from Kayyam Mashenachu Behem Ayyuhudim. Amar Rav Barakaram Yechanan. Zu Devir Akivas Timisa. This Shita of our Mishnah that holds that you can lay in Megillah on your Aleph, your Beis, your Gimel, is the Shita of Rav Akiva, the Stimasa. And Rashi learns because a lot of Stam Mishnayis are like Rabbi Akiva, therefore we call it Rabbi Akiva's Misa. The Darish Man's Man is the name, he dashes his Drasha. The Avzman's Man is the name. Avacham Maimrim incurred Oysa of his Mana. Rabbi Yechlan comes here and says, Rabbi Bachan says, Shem Yechlan, that this whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. But the Chamo, there's no such thing as doing your Alfi Bezi Gimel. Right tomorrow, Kasha, Mesim, Esim, Kasha. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, like this, Amosai, when do we have his halacha of our Mishnah of Yir Aleph, Yir Beis, Yir Gimel? Bizman Shashonim Ketiknam, when the years are Beseder, Vishral Shrul Mahad Masam, and Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shluchim could reach everyone. But Bizman Azeh, with a Shluchim who go out and tell people about Eshchaydish, don't reach every area. So how do people know when Pesach is? They count 30 days from Purim. Since they count from Purim to Pesach, ain't karin oisel bezmana. You only lane it bezmanim. Because if you lane the Megillah on Yud Aleph Adar, they'll count 30 days to Pesach, and they'll make Pesach on Yud Aleph Nisan. And that's no good, because the end of Pesach land eating chametz. Because you start eating 8 days later chametz, and now it'll be still Pesach. Therefore, we said we don't make this takon anymore of laning earlier the Megillah. That's Rashi's pshat. What a hoyl means. The riff has a different pshat. Some do it da'aniyim. Ayin sham. The riff is pshat. But this is what we're going to Rashi's pshat. Therefore, bezman is that we don't have a halacha of laning earlier. So Gemara is asking a mesif from this. Gemara is like this. Rabbi Yehuda Liba Zman. Who's he like? Ilema Liba Rabbi Akiva. If he's like Rabbi Akiva, who Rabbi Yechanan said Rabbi Akiva holds, that you lay in the Megillah earlier. Rabbi Akiva lived bezman hazeh. Lived after Churban HaBayis. So if he lived after Churban HaBayis, so I feel Bezman Azeh, even Bezman Azeh, he says he laid in Yir Aleph. So he can't be going to Rabbi Yehuda. Even if Bezman Azeh is lying to Kanta. El Alav, Rabbi Yehuda is going, he'll leave the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Rabbanon. And still, he says that the Rabbanon agreed to the idea of Yir Aleph. Just these days, you don't have it. So we see from there, El Alav, the Rabbanon, Bezman Chashonim Ketiknam, Vishal Shum Ad Masam, when Klai Yisrael was on in Eretz Yisrael, Miyakarina, he did do it earlier. Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yechanan, Tiyufta. This is a stumper on Rabbi Yechanan. And we slugged up Rabbi Yechanan that it can't be Avada the Rabbanon agreed to this idea of Yud Aleph, just stopped after the Churban HaBayis. Ikadami, another version of Rabbi Yechanan, the Fidus version, it's like the Meisve, like the Braisa. Ikadami, Omer Rabbi Bacharam Rabbi Yechanan, Zudiv Rabbi Kiva Simisa. Our Mishnah says he could lay in Yud Aleph, is going to go to Rabbi Kiva. Avacham Oimrim, Cham Amru, Bezman Azeh, Hoyo Mustaklim Ba, that since the people count from Purim to Pesach, in Kurinus of Bezmano, you only lay in it Bezmano. When do we lay Megillah Yir Aleph? When Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael? Since they count from Purim, because they don't have Shluchim, we reach there. You only lay the Megillah Bizmana, which means on Yud Aleph and Tesvav. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that Be'ikar, the din is that you only can lay the Megillah on Yudadal or Tesvav, Pendra City. But Lamaisa, it says that if Shas Adchak, you could lay even earlier, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. It means if someone is on a Shiara, he's going away, he's not home, whatever the case is, B'Shas Adchak, we add a bracha, you could lay earlier. And even, he brings the Yeshayim, even the entire Chaydash, the entire first half of the Chaydash, like the Yeshalmi. Ayin the Beis, they bring down the Yeshalmi. Even like the Yeshalmi, you could be Simech on that and lay in the Megillah, and could be get a mitzvah that way if you're Shas Adchak. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, Tof Reish Pei Ches, Sif Zayin.